Parenthood is a joy, they say. But not when it's Tantrum Tuesday.
It's that day of the week, parents. Vent it off your chest and hopefully you can laugh about it now. But while your kids are putting you through that tantrum, you're just staring at them like, what? You're having a tantrum over this? Are you kidding me? That's what Tantrum Tuesday is all about.
I wish I could. I do and I don't wish I could participate in this because teenagers are pretty good so far.
Yeah, I think your kids are past the tantrum phase.
Yeah, I get eye rolls. I get a lot of heavy eye rolls.
Yeah,
like
in the eye roll phase of life, right?
It's an eye roll festival over at my house all day long. Yeah.
Yeah, 608-321-1063. Erin has a couple younger kids, and you have a tantrum to share with us today?
So, like a week and a half ago, we had a swim meet for the kids out of town. My daughter comes downstairs carrying her doll's bunk bed.
Okay,
and
reasonable.
Mind you, this isn't like totally huge, but it's pretty big. And then says, I'm going to bring this along.
Oh, okay.
Not. She throws a fit and just starts screaming and crying. And then she starts being sassy about it.
Like,
yes, I am. I'm bringing it in the car right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Said, no, you're not. But please.
I'm not going to lie, Mom. Sounds like you're causing trouble here.
No
what it sounds
way.
Like to me.
And I mean, saying, Erin, you better stuck to your guns, right? Did you say no, and did you stay to your word?
Where's this doll supposed to sleep? You know?
So she ended up having to lay them on their blankets and take their pillows and all that with her and lay them up down in the back seat rather than...
There we go. See?
That's not proper doll care. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to be on her side on this one here.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. A reasonable request is all I'm going to say. Yeah.
I totally feel your pain when you're, you know, collecting everything from the house for a hotel stay and you feel like you're packing way too much and then a kid brings a huge toy and you're like, get that out of here. We're not carrying that.
One more. Did any of your kids ever have an invisible friend?
No, we haven't had that yet.
So my niece had invisible friend.
Okay.
And one time, her mom accidentally forgot the invisible friend inside Walmart.
What?
And she went nuts. Had to go back inside Walmart to get the invisible friend. Yeah.
Where did they find the invisible friend?
Hanging out by the cash registers.
Of course.
Yeah. Just lollygagging.
Chatting
it up. At least you don't have that. But I will say, a little less luggage with an invisible friend.
That's a good one. Thanks for sharing that for Tantrum Tuesday, Erin.
Bye.
Bye.